Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer, so let's bring her out. A star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. JUDYGOLD.
Welcome to Kill Me Now. I am JUDYGOLD here with Lauren Hennessey, who is my kind of co-host, but doesn't tell me what time it is during the podcast. Just sends me little notes instead of just getting up to greet the next guest. Anyway, so that's Lauren, and I am, all right, learning on the job, everybody.
It's the only way it happens.
All right, I am thrilled, excited.
Me too.
Lauren,
I have the biggest crush on Ophir.
I know. Okay. Lauren, you got to let me lead and stop, okay? I can't. It's getting on my nerves.
Okay
so yeah. Like I'll go on, I'll be in my head ready to talk and then
I fuck
interruption.
I can see how exactly this is going to
okay.
go.
We're here with Ophira Eisenberg. Now, why is there, honestly, there is kind of feedback. I hear a guy.
Oh, yeah. Someone outside.
I'll go kick his ass.
Do you hear that?
I did hear it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Get them the fuck out of the hallway.
Okay.
Ophira Eisenberg is... Okay, what the fuck is that?
Just keep going, I got...
Is an incredible writer, comedian. I hate that thing.
Oh,
don't you hate
God.
It? I don't even know why I said that. I don't even know why I said that. I fucking... Kill me now. That is kill me now.
Yeah,
I just said comedian.
I know, that's like
she's
your pet
a comedian.
Peeve.
She's an actor. She's a writer. She's NPR host. Game problem solver.
Brilliant.
Jew.
Ding ding.
And I am Ophira Eisenberg. Ladies and gentlemen, Ophira Eisenberg. Thank you for being on Kill Me Now. Now we're going to start today with your Kill Me Now moment, which was that we were in here recording And now I'm not good with time anyway, and I get very into my guests.
Sure.
And you apparently waited in the waiting area for quite a long time.
It was a little long.
Yeah. And I always think that Lauren, when the next guest is here, should get up and greet the guest. And that's a hint to the person. But that didn't happen.
No, instead I passed her a note that said, Ophira is here.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was not at 11 o'clock.
No, it wasn't at 11 o'clock. Were you here at 11 o'clock?
I was here at 11:10.
Okay, well, I passed it when at 11:10.
Anyway, so Lauren's fired.
Okay.
And we're done. Damn.
Good.
God again. Damn it.
Final episode. I'm very happy to be on your final episode.
Just my
and
final
it's
episode.
A very, it's a very special version of Kill Me Now. Now, Lauren, you know about Lauren, right?
I know all Lauren, about Lauren.
Because Lauren, all I get is, I'm so attracted. I'm so attracted to her. I'm in love with her. So I said, please do not act like a dork when Ophira gets here.
Oh, I've never said I'm so attracted to her, I'm in love with her. I said Hemna and I have the biggest crush.
All right, that's how I interpreted it. So, Ophira.
Yes.
But you are very attractive, and if okay. I wasn't married and this totally in love with Hemna, I would be so attracted to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you, Lauren.
Lauren, we're going to let Judy lead today?
Yes, boss.
Okay, thank you. No Adderall today on Lauren. Ophira, I love you.
The feeling is, feel like this power dynamic's wrong. It's supposed to be the other way. I love you.
No, I love you.
I look up to you.
Well, everyone, you know, but I'm shrinking. and I'm very thrilled that you're pregnant.
Yeah, I just, as I was waiting in the waiting room for 45 minutes, not
you
to put
got,
a time
you...
limit on it, but I had a beet juice that I bought across the street for $9.95 because that's a reasonable price.
Yeah, I know that place. Yeah, yeah. The beet.
They were like $9.95, and I was like, here's $5. You want to call it a day?
Yeah.
Like, you know, are you pressing the beet?
Now
but then
beat
as
it.
I drank it, it said, by the way, this is unpasteurized. Just letting you know, don't drink this. Warning on it. And then I was like, should I Google that? And then I Googled, which obviously is the best way to deal with any health issue.
Oh, my God. That's what I do. Google.
Yep.
Forget it, the American Medical Association.
And of course, if you're pregnant, all you get to is forums filled with people.
Right.
Not actual information,
no.
Forums. I've never posted on a forum or posted on Yelp or TripAdvisor.
Right.
You know why? Because I'm not one of those people.
Right.
I'm not one of those idiots. Then I have to read the other idiots talk to each other about
and it's
my
all,
problem.
But it's also, they post things, and it's like, obviously, you had a bad fucking day and you hate black people and your waiter was black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, or you had a gay waiter, you hate your gay waiter. You know, and it's like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Shut your fucking mouth. Unless you are a trained, even them. It's like, and critics.
Oh, yeah.
It's so subjective. Shut the fuck up.
It is such a specific
S-T-F-U.
A very specific mentality. So, by the way, never Google, if you're pregnant,
anything
to do with the word stairs. Unless you want a lot of stories of people
oh,
that have fallen downstairs.
That was in Downton Abbey.
Wasn't that an old school way of...
Fixing a problem.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood. Stairwell.
Yeah, stairwell. But
they have a huge stairwell at Planned Parenthood.
Planned.
I don't know if you knew that.
Wait, I
it's
got
It's like
one.
Four stories high.
Planned
stairs. And this is what they do. You get to the top of the stairs, and you start walking down the stairs, and then someone yells, Ophira! And then you fall. That's how they
in,
do it.
They're like, how invasive do you want this to be? You get to choose.
I don't
know.
And you get to choose if you have carpeted stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if
a railing.
All wooden,
no railing.
No railing.
Windy. Do you want windy?
Yes, you can get spiral. Yeah.
I still like Planned Parenthood. And if you didn't hear my joke, there it is.
Okay, thank you. Born in Calgary.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I know. What the fuck? It's so freezing there.
It's
and
freezing.
And the Olympics were there. The Olympics were there.
A little known piece of trivia. I danced in the opening ceremony of the 1998. No, there was an 88. There we go.
No way.
Winter Olympics. Yeah. I mean, one of...
Was your mother like, Ophira is dancing in the Olympic. You get to see her on television. Yeah.
I wish she was that person. As the youngest of six,
no Jews have six kids.
Yeah, I know. These people are old school. I mean, they're not religious.
Jewy Jew or no?
They met during the fall of World War II.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Now, how old are they?
My mother just turned 86. Mm-hmm. My father has passed away quite a few years now. But yeah, she was in Holland. He was
in Israel.
He was in Israel, but it wasn't even Israel.
It was Palestine.
Israel.
It was not Israel.
You know, my name's not Ophira. It's Ophira.
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 Exactly. The music in that.
And, you know, my brother-in-law is Israeli, and he's so annoying. But, you know, that. But your father seems like, you know.
He's a tough guy.
This is a lot of. Israeli. Yeah.
You'll know. Yeah.
How many? What's the ratio girl boy?
Three girls, three boys.
Oh, whoa. My God. It's like the Brady Bunchenberg.
The
Brady Steinberg bunch.
And these people are.
You're not going to ask her how many gays?
No gays I know of.
That's fucking shitty.
I mean, I was on the cusp for a long time.
Really?
And I made the choice I'm in now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So we've got a bi. We've got a queer in the family.
Yeah, I used to look at it like people were like, oh, you like everyone. I was like, no, I don't like anyone.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you
if
hate
I
everyone
find
equally.
Someone I like, who cares what they are?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. John is lucky that none of us met before him this room.
Now, Jonathan, Jew?
Jew.
Because do you think he could marry a non-Jew?
As a New York Jew? He tried.
No. Could you?
Oh, could I? Yes.
Really?
Sure.
Did any of your siblings marry non-Jews?
They did.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Was your father alive?
Oh, yeah. It was not good.
No? What happened?
Well, I wasn't even alive yet, but my eldest brother, because he was born, like, he was a hippie in the 60s.
Right.
Went to some hippie jamboree in the United States.
Hippie jamboree.
And got some Catholic girl knocked up.
No way. And they got married?
And my parents said, get an abortion. And her parents said, they're getting married.
How long were they married?
They got divorced a few years ago.
So that's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Were they in love?
I think at some points.
And how many kids did they have?
They had two kids.
And no Judaism in the kids? The Catholic or...
They're, you know, that's a kind of, you know, Canada, if you live on the West, maybe like a lot of the West, unless you're in L.A., you can sort of be something that enjoys a Hanukkah dinner here and there.
Oh, so that is there. Anyone else marry the non-Jews?
My brother, one up from me, married a born-again Christian.
Oh, that is terrible. And what happened with that?
Yeah, so they're fine. And they're raising those kids.
Born again.
Something. They're not born again. She's the black sheep of her family a little bit. Mm-hmm. So she's. But there's still some Christianity rolling around there.
That is unbelievable.
They have some veggie tales.
And then the rest of the kids?
No, my other sister married an atheist.
Good. Okay, that's better than the fucking born again Christian.
The other sister's divorced, so.
Did she marry Jill?
Nope.
Oh, my God. So you're the favorite. And your father doesn't live to see this?
And one other brother. Yeah.
This is your father. Cannot see this.
It is so true. I was like, nobody cares. And then Jonathan and I got married. We did not have a wedding, but we had a little party.
Right.
And then every Jew from Calgary came out of the woodwork and they were like, Mazel Tov. Yeah.
That is amazing.
They live for weddings.
Now, you are pregnant.
I am pregnant.
And you're going to have a baby?
Yeah.
And
I'm real old.
How old are you?
To do this. I'm like, I'm early 40s.
Oh, my mother was 41 when she had me.
Yeah.
My sister was 42 when she had her kids.
Yeah. I love it when, I mean, it's a compliment, but after a show, because of course you have to talk about it on stage at a certain point, because people are just freaking out looking at you going like, oh my God, is this okay? But someone came up to me and they were like, I know you said you're old, but I just want to let you know, my sister just had a kid and she's 35. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That makes me feel, you know, I went on stage.
Because you look
up
younger
until,
than 35.
I'm talking.
Sorry, boss.
I went on stage, when I was 9 months pregnant. I mean, I went on stage till the very end.
Good.
And
thank God.
I used to get on stage and be like, oh my God, I feel so bloated and retaining. and then I would be like, I would fake I was going into labor after if a joke bombed or something.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'd be like,
that's.
Oh. And then sometimes I would pour water so it looked like my water broke, and then have a little baby doll come out. And be, or I did like go, oh, I'm going to the prom. And I did every and you know what?
Why not?
Hello.
Yeah. No,
I did the vagina monologues. I was the angry vagina. When I was pregnant.
That is the best mixture of a character choice.
I know.
And a monologue.
They made me do that one. And they told me I was the angriest vagina they had ever had.
Really?
I swear to God. But I have to tell you that the baby, after I did that monologue, would wake up and like kick and like, because, you know, I'm like angry.
Right, right. You were like involved in the emotions of it.
I
was just going to say, I've only had one person touch me, and it was recently at a comedy club, and a man that was a friend of a comic didn't touch me. He went towards it and then kissed my stomach 3 times, like a genie.
And then said some fucking...
And then said, it's a boy, because I don't know what it is.
Right.
And then I just said, I'm not pregnant.
I love that!
Yep. Yeah, that was just like...
Was he freaked out?
And then I felt like he got disgusted in himself because he was like, what was I kissing? Like then there was a lot of emotions.
Wait, did you tell him you were pregnant or someone else did?
I gave it a good while. I gave it a pregnant pause is what I
thought.
And then I told him, and he was very relieved. But I was like, that's what you get.
Yeah, and that's the reaction you should have if you kiss someone's stomach.
They touch you. First of all, the only people that get up for you are fucking women. You know? Yeah. And it's like, fuck you. You never carried a kid. You have no fucking... It's just awful.
But men are afraid of making the mistake of offering a pregnant woman a seat because what if they're
that's
not pregnant?
Bullshit. No. Fucking bullshit.
I agree.
Listen.
All right. Then men, if you're listening to this...
This is what happens.
Know.
When someone offers me a seat, I basically look at every other guy around them and I want to go, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
I do. I say shit like, get up. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I'm horrible.
Yeah, I'm wanting to resort to that.
I love you for many reasons. Now, your moth story is...
So
I did a moth story, but it was not nearly... I mean, that story...
You both have...
And I have a friend, Beth Greenfield. Do you know Beth Greenfield?
Yes.
And do you know her story?
I don't know her story.
You know Beth Greenfield?
I've met her.
She... wrote a book, 10 Minutes from Home.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I do know this. Now it's all, yes.
Similar, very similar.
Right, her, yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to talk about a car accident on stage. Or, well, it was, I wouldn't want to repeat it, but I'm glad I did that story.
I'm so glad you did that story. And the one thing about the story of being in this horrible car accident is that in my entire life, I have never, ever wanted to have anything to do with a fucking Barbie dream house.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're such a girl. Like, I wanted cars, and I wanted, like, the you know, the whatchamacallits. You know, the tracks.
Oh, the loop-de-loop race cars.
I wanted all that.
Cool.
Yeah. That's what I wanted. I wanted that. You know,
girls.
I wanted to mow the lawn.
Yeah. Did you have older brothers?
I had one older brother, one older sister who barely spoke to me, but, and completely different from me.
Right.
But, I mean, I just was like, you so do not seem like the Barbie Dreamhouse girl.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, because my brother was such a boy with the racetracks and everything, and I don't know how, if that's part of it, but I did love the, I love the Barbie, and I love the Barbie Dreamhouse. I never liked dolls.
I don't like dolls.
Baby dolls and dolls, and I hated them, but I really liked Barbie, and I think it was because I was obsessed with being an adult.
Right. And, you know, Barbie was an adult.
And Barbie was an adult. And I would, like, it was my fantasy, living up.
And to be a blonde.
Well,
wait, was Barbie Jewish?
That.
Barbie was...
Barbara?
Yeah.
Barbara Kleinstadt. From Barbara Kleinstadt from Long Island. That's Barbie. Now, and you're such a feminist. And yet Barbie is the most fucking anti-feminist.
Oh, the worst. The worst. No one. I was obsessed with the blonde hair. But, you know, then I will say that as I got... my brother got older. I inherited all of his G.I. Joe stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I incorporated it. So my Barbie was
Barbie
a little
different.
So Barbie was a slut. No, Barbie, I put her
Barbie
house.
Hung with the guys.
Right.
I put her house on a table and assumed it was on a swamp. So she had a swamp retriever instead of a car.
Oh, all right.
Her pet was a stingray.
Okay. You win.
It got a little weird.
Now,
you're well-rounded.
She had no boyfriend. It was like, you want Ken? No.
I love that. I just fucking... I had... we usually open with a Kill Me Now moment.
Yes.
And the Kill Me Now moment was that you fucking had to wait for us. And I'm so... I want to tell you, I owe you 45 minutes of your life that you can never get back.
I that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Can I do something
for
you?
Yeah, we'll do some...
For 45... I'll babysit. I will babysit.
Only for 45 minutes.
Oh, my
minutes.
God. This is the best.
I will. I'll babysit for an hour. I'll give you an extra... No, I'm such a good baby. I love being... Do you love being pregnant?
It's okay. I sometimes forget about it.
Right. Now, how far along are you?
I'm 28 weeks.
28?
Yeah. Mm. I'm getting there.
What's the do?
November 1st.
I was born November 15th. You're going to... Oh, my God. You're going to have a Scorpio. Yeah. What are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
Now, were you a mistake in
your
family?
Yes, I was such a mistake.
Uh-huh.
Like, my mother cried when she was pregnant with me.
Uh-huh.
She found out really late for some reason because she didn't believe it. They went to Disney World.
I know, because they never had sex.
They never had sex.
Right. Wait, so your next sibling up is how much older than you?
4 years, 4.5 years.
And then the oldest is 20?
Yeah, we're all 4 years apart. So
what the fuck is that?
It's a huge slip.
She's like the Jewish Duggar, but not every...
That's right.
She's Duggerstein.
I don't know what Duggerstein. They did in between, yeah. But it's like... Literally, they had sex every 4 years.
That's amazing. And was it? Do you all have birthdays around the same time?
No, they're all over the
usually,
place. Yeah,
you know, maybe it's just an egg.
I know, like me, like clearly,
you know, like you know, July 15th, honey. Let's go.
It's your birthday
now. And I'm not going to go back a lot to the car accident, even though.
Sure.
Do you find that, you know, we should explain that Ophira survived a very bad car accident?
Yes, when I was 8 years old.
8 years old and lost your best friend.
I lost my best friend and had a lot of injuries.
Now
that my stomach is getting big, too, I have a huge scar in my stomach. And yeah, that's looking weird.
But it's so...
I bet it looks cool.
I'm going to tell you that when you get to the age you were...
Yeah.
When your child is that age, that is going to be a very major
Oh, my God.
Moment.
I didn't even think about that.
This is what she does.
I got to get some therapy ready for that.
No, but it is. You should, because it's unbelievable what having a child brings back to you of that age, and you realize, oh my God, you know. All right, so I'm just warning you.
That's good. No,
so you
that's
have 8 years to prepare.
Okay, thank you.
So
10 minutes.
No,
8 years, 2 months.
So you know, do you feel that? I mean, is anyone else in your family funny like you?
They're all characters, but they have different strengths. When it comes hilariousness.
I'm going to say, and I'm going to translate that from Hebrew, too.
Yes,
from Hebrew.
I think they're funny, and they're not. I'm the funniest. Sometimes they make me chuckle. Okay, so...
I also think it's like, oh, was that deep-seated anger?
Yes.
That is just coming at me in a nice, sarcastic, funny remark?
Do you feel that accident defined you as a human being?
Yes. I feel like it did for most of my life. And then, luckily enough, I had other horrible things happen.
That's great.
They happened to supersede that.
Now, do you feel like during your whole lifetime in Calgary, growing up, you were like, that's the girl, that's the girl?
Yeah, I felt marked.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I feel marked, and I think for a while there was a lot of people who saw me. I felt I was different to begin with, because I was the only Jew in my class.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary was very blonde.
I know. How the fuck did they get to Calgary?
Yeah, I know. Because my dad opened the Hebrew school there, because there was like this land of opportunity.
I had to open the Hebrew school in Calgary, and I bring the Jews to Calgary.
Yep.
Because the Jews love the cold, as you
they
have
love
seen in Florida and Arizona.
The first.
Yeah.
But then he left. He retired the year I was born. So I went to public school. So I, me and one other woman, well, she was a girl then, Julie Smolensky, were the two Jews.
They couldn't let you in the other school, even though your father retired?
No, he didn't want me to go.
Why?
Because that's a good question. I feel like he was always mad at someone. So someone
must have done something.
Whoa. That goddamn, that bastard.
You're not going there.
Bastard. You're not going there. You go to public school with the non-Jews.
That's right.
Wow. All right. So you felt marked.
I did feel marked. And then, of course, I had scars. And so then when I became an adolescent and sexually active, I was just like, oh, how's this going to play out?
Right.
Did guys even give a fuck?
They didn't really. You know, I found out that's not, you never have to worry about the person who is weirded out by a scar. You have to worry about the person who is really, really into a scar.
Ah.
That's the problem.
Uh-oh, because Henry, my son,
yeah,
who's going to be 19, he got his driver's license. I can't.
Yeah.
His girlfriend had major back surgery and has had all these really bad problems. And he's like, Mommy, look at the scar. Can you believe that scar? So now I'm worried. What does that mean?
He's a boy. It means he's a boy and scars are cool.
Yeah, it sounds normal. I just mean, like, you know, I had a guy that was like, I want to write poetry on your scar.
No!
And that's weird.
And that, in Hebrew?
In Hebrew? That was in Hebrew.
Baruch ata Adonai Scar. Eloheinu Scar.
Yeah, none of the Israelis care about it. They're like, yeah, you have a scar. I have scars all over.
Yeah.
It's life. Life is scars.
You're marked.
What did you study in college?
Oh, cultural anthropology.
Oh, my God. I knew it. She's studying cultural anthropology.
What is that going to lead to?
Where'd you go?
McGill University.
Oh, McGill. My nephew went there for a year. It was too cold. He went back to Arizona.
Yeah.
Harvard McGill's of the North. Great school.
Scottish.
That's what we say, Harvard of the North. Yeah. And then someone pointed out to me.
I think you're not the only one who says that.
Well, all people from McGill.
Oh.
Harvard never says McGill of the South.
Right. So you went to McGill, there were lots of Jews, and you studied cultural anthropology, which is actually a great major for a comedian.
It is,
yes. Right?
It was very trendy during that time. I didn't know that, but that was a trendy thing. Now it's almost gone.
You know what? My therapist often tells me to think like an anthropologist.
Really?
Yes.
Like, remove yourself a little bit.
Right, and see what the situation is going on there. You think of that was my CBT therapist, my cognitive behavioral.
Right.
My other one is, you know, I'm like, I think there was a sign that, there's no signs, Judy. There are no signs.
Is that a psychiatrist?
That's the therapist I need.
Yes, she's amazing.
That's the one I need.
Is that the one I share with you?
No. That's
my
psychopharmacologist.
Dry as shit. And
she's
great.
I had to tell my therapist to stop ending every single session with just nodding her head with a sad look going, it's very sad. I'm serious.
That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and I was like, could you not end that way? She was just like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
I couldn't help
myself. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Mine does this thing. She kind of leans over and looks and like has a, you know,
well,
and then like picks up her scheduling book.
Oh,
you know what
it?
I mean? And then says, we're going to have to stop. Really? Is that why you're reaching for your fucking scheduling book? Yeah. She reaches for the, this is what I swear to God, I'd say 75% of the time she's like, we're gonna have to stop, and I go, fuck, swear to God.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, you're fucking serious?
Mine gives good endings, really good endings.
There's a voice coming.
Sorry about that.
The studio.
I'll go check on it.
I know, the happy voice. I'm like, I'm glad you met someone that works for you.
Now, I grew up in a house, my father was in World War II. It was in Blitzkrieg. And he was in his, my father's born in 1916.
Yeah.
And my mother, 1922. So you have a similar.
It's very similar. My mother was born in 1919 and my father would have been born, like in 1913. I think that's right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, your mother was born in 1919?
No, that's wrong. That's crazy, right? 1929. She was born in 29.
29.
Sorry.
Okay.
So then my dad would have been 20. There you go.
Okay. And all my grandparents, as probably yours, were born in the 1800s.
Crazy.
I mean, I say that on stage and people are like, down. I'm like, I'm fucking serious. Yeah. Okay. And I'd say, and they're like, and I feel like I have a whole different perspective on life because my grandmother, who lived till I was 25, was born in 1896. Mm. And that's what I listened to. Those stories, you know, she was a teacher. She actually went to college. And, you know, and she, my grandfather was an architect and an engineer. I mean, they were very, you know, I'm from a good stock. I'm
yeah.
This so
smart, accomplished.
And, right.
People.
And, but I, you know, she was fucking, she was 22 years old when women could vote.
Yeah.
I mean, 24 years old before. So I know, you know, for, and also she used to be, Judith, your penmanship, you need to have good, and you need to read the women. Oh. You know, she used to tell me I had to read these certain. I mean, it was just a whole other.
The women, really.
Yeah. Little women, not the women.
I have that, too, because well, my mother is very old fashioned because she came from this old fashioned stock. But she was so obsessed with me not getting married and not having kids. Because she wanted a career so badly, but that wasn't even in her scope of understanding till way, way, way later.
When I did
game.
My show, 25 Questions for a Jewish Mother, which is actually going to Toronto.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And it's selling well. They just added a show.
Of course.
It's in October. Anyway, when I asked my mother what she would have done if she hadn't had children, she actually said, what you do. And I thought... And she's so funny. Well, she's gone. She passed away 6 weeks ago. But she was...
So sorry.
Thank you. So fucking hilarious. And then I thought, there's no way. Because she would be in an audition, read, thank you. Thank you? That's it? I worked my ass off learning this.
Yes.
I travel all the way. And well, how old are you? What are you, 20?
What do you know?
What the fuck? Yeah, she wouldn't curse like
She'd
that.
She'd probably
what
be...
What the hell do you know?
Extremely and I famous.
But she... Oh. I mean, when I... At Shiva, Joy Behar came to Shiva. I wish you would come to Shiva. There was one day where it was just a performer. It was amazing.
Oh,
and Joy Behar walks in and says, you lost 25 minutes of material. I mean, but it's all... And it's the greatest.
And that is like the biggest celebration of life.
Right
there.
So...
I do remember an old Jewish woman that appeared like a mystic came to my father's funeral. I was only a teenager and said, let me tell you something. This is like my idea of a Jewish proverb. Let me tell you something. Heaven might be up there, but hell is right here.
Like,
thanks.
Thanks. But we don't believe in the heaven.
That's
Jews.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We just believe you. My mother used to say, your battery dies, you drop dead, that's the end.
Yeah, that's
like
my mother says kind of the same thing. She goes, what are you talking about? What happens afterwards? You're dead. You should be lucky. You're dead.
Oh, God, I want to meet your mother. So you're pregnant, you're married.
Pregnant and married.
Wow, what a cliche.
And your husband's
living in Brooklyn.
A musician.
No, he produces promos at USA Network. He works behind the scenes.
Oh,
he's
Lauren,
not a musician?
No.
At all?
Lauren sent
Kemna
me this.
Kemna told me Jonathan was a musician.
Maybe
I know you're,
Jonathan,
I know, no.
Your co-host,
no,
is a musician.
I know that too.
Right.
But... This was misinformation given to me by Hamda. Thank you,
okay,
Hamda.
You
There's
need...
a lot of Jonathans.
So how did you meet Jonathan?
We were actually set up by friends.
Oh, see, these are stories that you'll never hear now.
That's right.
You'll never hear.
I've only met him.
It'll be, you know, he did a check mark. And then I wrote back, you know, it's just,
yeah,
I love that story.
We both like Italian cooking. No. He came to a show. Actually, he came to see me to show, like, when I moved to New York and I was doing little bar shows and basements trying to make it happen. He was at that show randomly with some friends because we had mutual friends. And then after that, one of them said, you should date Ophira. And he said, no. Because he was like, I will not date a performer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And then turns out, you know, not a lot of other shit was going on for him.
Yeah, Mr. Pick and Choosy Picky. That's right, you picky eater. So
he is a picky eater. One of the things I hate.
See?
I
fucking hate that. I want to eat. I want to fucking eat a lot. And I want to fucking enjoy it.
And that is another thing of having parents that are older. They would be like, you don't like food? Then that's fine. You don't eat food.
Mm. Well, my parents, this is how dinner was. I'm not kidding. We always ate at 6 o'clock every night.
Yep.
we all sat around the table. I had to sit at the head of the table. I'm like, I'm sitting at the head of the table.
Of course.
Then my mother to my left, my father to my right, my sister next to my mother, my brother next to my father. And he had three more grains of rice than me. I was just like a fucking baby. And then something would happen, like I'd spill the salt or a glass would, you know, because I was so big and clumsy. And then my mother would be like, that's it. I can't take it anymore. And she'd go upstairs crying. And then my brother's just like, Judith, you ruined dinner again. Judith, go apologize. I'm like, what did I do? What the fuck did I do? No one talks.
Right.
And it's like, we have to have dinner together. And at least I fucking drop something and, you know, there's some, like, energy in here. And then I would have to go upstairs. My mother would be laying. She always had her elbow over her eyes. And I'd have to go upstairs. I'm really sorry. All right, Judith. And then she'd come down after everyone was done and have her martyr plate. That's what I called it. And she'd sit there in the dock eating the dock. And I felt so guilty.
Oh, God. She
was
loved every minute of
shame.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
But I remember when my father died. My father died in 1990. And I remember my mother still lived in the house. And where he sat at the table, the back of the chair made sort of a little mark on the wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, Ma, what's this? And it was like that mark on the wall meant so much to her.
That was the tombstone
she never,
almost.
Yeah.
By the way, something you said that really related to me. I think the subtext in my family is at all times, what did I do wrong? Because basically everyone's angry at each other,
right,
but they'll never
all the
tell
time.
You.
Right.
They will never
now,
tell you.
Now, do they? We would. Do you? Did you hug? Were you physically affectionate?
Yeah, like not super. We're not super.
Nothing.
No. Yeah, like the.
I have nothing.
Yeah,
no.
I say I love you to my sisters on the phone, and I can tell that they. It's rough on them.
Yeah, my mother never said it.
I love you too.
My mother. The last day I was with her. I always said, I love you. You must. You know, like, Mom, I love you. Yeah, same. You know, like, she just couldn't do it. And the last day I was
with
her.
It's in there, though, right?
Well, I never felt unloved.
Yeah.
And I could tell by the way she looked at me and would tell me and, you know, I was her confidant. And I was sort of her voice in the nursing home when she, you know,
right.
She would call me. But the last day, and I said this in her eulogy, we were together. I did her chin hairs.
Yeah, I do that for my mom.
I kissed her, and I said, I love you. And she said, not as much as I love you.
Oh.
And then I said, no, I love you more. And she said, it's not possible, Judith. And I said, yes, it is. It's I love you more. And she said, I'm not arguing with you, Judith. And that was the... That was the last
Brings
thing.
It right back.
And
she was waiting for that moment her whole life.
I
was
just,
like, this is going to be so great, though.
I think she knew. I mean, I think she knew that was. It was I can't because I'll just start crying because it was not even that long ago. But it is such a transformative thing when you're an orphan. You
yeah.
know, when your mother.
Yeah.
You know, my father, you know, very sudden. I was 27. Boom.
Yeah.
Swimming heart attack, you know.
Wow.
And. You know, it's different with these long deaths. I can't with the long death. But, all right, we got to get over the fucking death thing now.
Kill me now.
Kill me now!
Although, you know, that is one of, my father had a very extended death because he was sick. So then,
right.
you go through that. And, you know, there's always been this sort of, like, I joked about it a little earlier, but it's true in my family, which is, like, you're lucky once you, like, if you make it so far that
right.
you get to die... You did well.
What is the Jewish thing? Is 70, right? If 72, it's 70.
Yeah, it's 72. I think it's 72.
Because my father lived till 74. So it's like those are borrowed years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My mother lived till
Bonus.
92.
Yeah, it's extra.
But you know what I love? People come up to me. How are you? They haven't seen me. I said,
sure.
Oh, my mom just passed away. Oh, that's terrible. How old was she? 92. Well, what do you expect? I'm like, fuck you.
It doesn't matter.
Joan Rivers, one of our last conversations, she said it doesn't matter how old your mother is, how old you are, if she's cognizant, if she's not, if, you know, it's your mother.
You know, because my mother's 86, so every single time I hear someone say something like, yeah, this person passed away, but, you know, they were 82. I'm like, shut up.
The fuck up.
I get so angry.
I know. It's like, awful. And then it's also like, yeah, there are tragedies, like your friend. That's an awful thing, but it doesn't, and then I got a lot of cards, which I'm putting in my act, where they're like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your mother, you know. You only get one mom. I'm like, well, my kids have three, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Ophira, you were on Craig Ferguson.
Yes.
And you killed.
Oh, that's very nice.
No, and your jokes are fucking amazing.
That's very nice.
They're really
you.
Well written, and they're fucking hilarious. And I was on that show, and I wouldn't say I bombed. I was okay. I never do well doing 4 minutes of stand-up.
It's impossible.
On a show. But yet, I can take control of a club for an hour and a half, you know? And a lot of people can do the 4 minutes on TV.
And that's it. Yes.
I'm not that kind of comic. If I had a special for an hour, someone please, then it would be fine. But your jokes are, I was just like, this is perfect.
That's very nice. It was weird to find all the short jokes, though, for that reason.
Right.
For that
and
reason.
Then the transit. And I remember you opened you came out. Hi, I'm Ophira. You did the Oprah joke.
Sure.
Which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then my nephew's really into Facebook. Something about Facebook.
That's right.
And I thought, oh, my God, in her act in the club, it would never go like that.
No.
Make you just get right into whatever topic you're, and it's so unnatural to me.
Totally unnatural, and I'm conversational style, much like you, so I hate that. Like, it doesn't read well to me. I want to sort of like, hey, we're going on a journey.
Right.
It's going to be a little excess fat in between because this is the personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
it's called charisma.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's the way I talk, and I don't want to change.
And
that was hard sculpting that.
I feel like, you know, I've done the Tonight Show several times. First time I was on panel because I was hot at that
amazing
time.
Panel.
And I'm great at panel. And then I had to follow John McCain once. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so perfect for me. And then something else I did. And, you know, I've never Arsenio I did several times. And that was great. But I was young and I was it was different. I didn't know as much. And it's just so weird. You know, it's just weird to have, why aren't you on this show? And I want to say, I kind of don't want it. That's not how I want my stand-up. But so, all right, so you've been doing stand-up.
I would love to do another late night, but it is a really odd task.
Yeah, and you have to work on it. And then you don't ever want to say that material again.
Absolutely.
You wrote a book.
I did, yeah.
Yes. So good.
Which I love.
It's called Screw Everyone, Sleeping My Way to Monogamy.
And it's fucking great.
Politics, clearly.
Yes. And you host a game show.
I host a trivia comedy show. Yep. Trivia.
Game
show.
Game
on
show
NPR,
trivia.
Whatever.
I know.
Yeah. Ask me another.
Ask me another.
I love that show. It is my favorite. It is all I listen to the radio on Saturday.
You're done. So
that's so funny.
It's the great. First of all, the fact that you're smart and funny is like the perfect.
Oh my God.
And
beautiful. Sorry.
I'm coming on this all the time.
Yeah,
invited or not.
Please. I love the premise and I love. I mean, my mother was a major crossword puzzle.
Oh,
person.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the last day we did the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Wow.
And I have since really got, I'm like obsessed. And Elisa's like, what are you doing? Like, she thinks what are you doing? You checking your Twitter? I'm like, no,
right,
I'm doing
you're on
crossword.
Your phone.
Like the mini puzzle. Do you get the mini puzzle on New York Times? They have a mini puzzle every day. And I try to do it in under a minute. It's
her
fucking
life
great.
Life is a mini puzzle. She probably needs a break.
Okay. So I love that. And you've had amazing guests on.
It's fun.
You haven't had Judy Gold.
I know. We should have Judy Gold on.
I can't even get on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'll get in touch with her assistant.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We can make
that
happen.
I love that.
It's a fun gig. It was not what, I mean, who
did
knew
you
that?
Pitch that?
No. I auditioned. One of the only auditions that worked out. Yeah,
I auditioned. I wasn't called in for that.
I was. Well, that's so funny you say that, because they were like, yeah, we saw like so many comics.
They're like, we need a Judy Gold type.
I don't think they'll ever say we need a Judy Gold type.
But yeah, I auditioned. I mean, usually, and sometimes I'm like, wow, this is one of the few auditions that panned out. Radio. All right. Well, I don't know what
that says about. But radio's
great. No, it's great, but I just think
you don't have to wear makeup. But now they do all the taping, and you have to fucking wear makeup on radio.
Because we are live, and there's photos, and there's an expectation for lots of social media.
Do you look forward to doing the show every week?
I love performing live.
Right.
So the fact that there is a live component to this, I think if it was all in studio, I would still like to do it, but it would feel very differently. It would feel like I would have a huge learning curve.
Definitely.
But, you know, there's still a learning curve here, translating live to audio. Mm-hmm. Performing live, I mean, it's just like there's nothing better than that.
I am one of those people. I love being, it has to be, like, I get like this when I'm so overwhelmed and I can't talk, but there is nothing like live performance.
Nothing.
There is nothing.
Nothing.
I mean.
We have 10 seconds left.
No, we don't. Oh, fuck. Will you come back?
Of course.
No, I'm serious because this was.
I would love
you're like one of my favorite people. Wait, before I have to fucking wait.
Of course she'll be back.
Listen, so, yeah, so being in front of an audience, there's no comparison. None. I don't. And it pays less. It pays nothing.
Pays nothing.
So
that
is why fucking I did this off-Broadway play and now I'm in debt. You know, it's like. I love it so much. It's like this fucking sacrifice. And people think you're crazy, but it's like I would die inside.
It's why I have 16 jobs.
Yeah.
All about you, Lauren.
I sit there and, you know, people are like, what about a nice job writing for television? Or, you know, there's all.
Oh, that's what they say. Why don't you get a job? Can you imagine me sitting? And I mean, I did it for Rosie and I loved it. But then I became the human interest producer. So that, you know, I put on all the non-celebs. So that was great. But just sitting there and writing in someone else's voice is so difficult.
I would just, you know, I just want to go out at night, and then that would basically.
That's what I now when I was on All American Girl, which was a sitcom with Margaret.
Yes.
Every night I went out to do sets, and they were like, Judy. They used to call me the leopard. Everyone called me the leopard because I. How many spats do you have tonight? And even Joy and Susie, you're still going out. Like, I still go to the cellar. I have to work. That's my job, you know? And I would leave this TV show, which was always my dream to be on a sitcom. And I couldn't wait to get on stage and say my words and not have, like, 28-year-olds staring in the corner writing on their, you know, pads and whispering about how, we've got to get rid of her.
And even if it goes badly, somehow you're like, I don't know.
I don't care. I can go on to more, you know.
I just knew, yeah, I feel like even when it goes badly, it still sucks.
Well, right. When it goes badly, you have to reset and do another one so you don't have to end
Then
that.
You're just like, well, we'll figure it out.
Right.
I'll figure it out a little.
Career is fucking incredible. Do you feel lucky?
I feel totally lucky. I also, like, sometimes I go,
but you worked really hard.
Can't I just focus on one thing? Like, why does it have to be the stand-up and this and
that? No, I do that.
But that's what everyone.
But that's in your head. Yeah. That's your head.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So
I really want to be on the show, but then I would feel like I'm really stupid because I have.
No. See, as a VIP,
But here's the thing. I have terrible ADD, and yet I read 24 hours. You can ask Lauren if I'm in an elevator.
Do you dumb down the questions for the VIPs?
What's that?
Do you dumb down the questions
for
the VIPs?
No, we just write it based on what they're into.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So if you can ask Lauren, like, literally, I feel like I'm wasting, if I'm just standing somewhere, I have to read. And I couldn't read that much when I was a kid because I had such bad ADD, but I played the piano, so doing something. Yeah. I read music, and I would play the piano all the time, so I was sort of reading. And I feel like I never read all the books I've wanted to. You know, like, that's the one regret I have.
Well, that's, oh my God, if you start talking about not reading all the books that you, I mean, I have huge holes. I haven't even seen, like, big movies that everyone's like,
same. I haven't seen Silence of the Lamp. We should have a club.
Perfection.
You know
paralysis.
What? When you're
filling in the gaps.
Filling it. Oh my. That's the brilliance!
Or how about
Ophira?
Making all the plans.
When you're, like, sitting at home with the baby wanting to kill yourself.
Yeah. Which I'm told is every hour on the hour.
What I should come. We should do this. I wanted to start. My friend Karen Berggren wanted to start a documentary club.
Oh, yeah.
Where we all watch a documentary and then talk about it.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That sounds great. It's going to be a lot of crying.
I know, but
there's
I don't care.
There's very few documentaries that
I know.
Are like,
oh, and 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust.
This one's called The Last Polar Bear.
Wait, what about that new one about the Nazi officer falling in love with one of...
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, if you want to go Nazi genre, we have an entire
Oh my
lifetime.
God. I love the Nazi genre.
I just watch Hitler's Kids on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic. I know you have to leave.
I
gotta
go.
I love you. Please, can we continue?
Yes.
We'll come to you in Brooklyn.
No. I can come here. It's fine.
And then the last thing, because we ask everyone
Really want to come to your house.
Sure, you could go.
I have two questions.
Sure.
One, are you on... Well, you're pregnant, so you're probably not on any antidepressants.
No, and I've only done them very rarely. I have an extreme fear of pills.
There's a pill for that.
I have a really weird, intense fear of pills.
You just gave me the death look.
I take so many pills because I had a clinical depression, which lasted a very long time. And I remember most of my life, I have not taken anything. I've just worked out and, you know, and I've had suffered from terrible anxiety. So one, maybe, but I'm on a
cocktail.
Tail. Mm-hmm. Cock. And I'm a lesbian. Tail. And it's... Yeah. I want to get off, but I'm so afraid.
Yeah.
I'm fearful. So you've been on what?
I've been on... I think I tried Prozac. That was the early years. And it was... I can't remember.
You're
what
the third guest on No Meds. Third.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, that's it.
I feel like an anomaly. I think it was Zoloft. It was one of those other
newer
ones.
That made me puke.
Yeah.
Now, final question. What pisses you off the most?
The most of all?
Everything where you want to fuck it. You can't.
I mean, it changes all the time.
Sure.
But I would say an overall one that really pisses me off is basically organized religion.
Yes!
I hate anyone. I'm so sick of people justifying their shitty actions through the guise of their organized religion.
Right.
And I know it's like, I'm not even talking like violence in the world, which is extreme. I'm talking everyday things.
Right.
Everyday things. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I think religion was good about mm-hmm. that has been removed, which would be helpful, is shame. I was like, if you could have a little bit more religious shame,
oh, right, of
maybe
course.
That would be
shame
great.
Shame is the greatest weapon in the world.
But they have shame towards me. They don't shame towards themselves.
No.
Now, will you be bringing up your child Jewish?
Yeah.
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 But
sorry,
ish.
That was funny.
Ish. Ish.
Yeah. Jewish-ish.
Yeah.
No, but that's, you know, I'm a Jew, and I believe spiritually in the Jewish people and the state of Israel.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel
not,
the same way about Judaism.
I'm not
Judaism.
Giving that up. But also, I'm like, if you think praying to God is going to change anything,
right.
Good luck.
I'm a newly identified atheist.
That's great. All about you. listen, Ophiria, I have something to say to you.
Yes.
And it is...
Lauren sucks.
No, please let me... This is what I'd like to say to you. It's just so sad.
You know what? I feel like I'm going to pay you $150 right
that's
now.
That's it? Only $150?
Well, that's after the insurance.
Oh, that's the...
what's the total?
I guess it's
the
$220 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mine's right. $220.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's down. I'm giving you a break.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know,
because you get to come
couples,
during the day.
Couples, $350. Couples.
I know. We should have couples...
My friend Judy Toll went to couples with her writing partner.
With her workmate. Yeah,
oh,
makes sense.
Ophira.
Yes, Judy.
Judith. Adore you.
I adore you. I was very pleased we made this happen.
I'm so sorry about, and I am coming to babysit, and we'll watch, let's watch something we have.
Let's, oh my God.
Like something from the 70s where everyone's like, can you see this?
I haven't seen Hitchcock film.
I know. All right. We're doing Hitchcock.
Yep.
I have seen
a
bunch.
The baby loves Hitchcock.
Well, have you seen Rear Window?
Maybe.
That's where I'll be.
Have you seen Goodbye Columbus?
Nope.
Okay. That's my addition, and then you have to give me one.
All right. Well, that will be North by Northwest?
Yeah. We'll see North by Northwest.
That's a great
okay.
one.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Good. I love you.
Love
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Ophira
and
Eisenberg.
It's so sad. Oh, yes.
.com. Bangs is her amazing album. I have a copy and I've listened to it with my wife. Screw Everyone is her book. Ask Me Another.
NPR.
On NPR and on iTunes.
But it's Screw Everyone.
Oh, Sleeping My Way to Monogamy.
Sleeping My Way to Monogamy. That's
need
the important
both.
Tagline. Sleeping you're right,
my,
you're
where
right.
can they get that? Amazon. That's what I was called my whole life.
Yeah. Bookstores, maybe.
And,
the three that
if
are
you
left.
Can find
yeah.
one.
Yeah. yeah.
Host of the Moth. Do you have any shows coming up or anything?
You're just like, are you hosting the Moth?
Well, you host the Moth every at the bookstore, right?
Yeah, I host some of their live shows.
I used to host them and do them, and now they haven't called me in a couple years.
Oh, you should have sent them a line.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Just send them a note.
I'll get in touch
really?
With
them. Really? Yeah, I would love. I have.
Yeah, they just, you know, they would love to, I'm sure, if you were like, hey,
because
what's
I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I want to do Mother Dying.
Any plugs, Ophira?
Other than on October 8th, I'm going to attempt to do a little stand-up show talking about being pregnant while very, very pregnant.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Called, I think I'm calling it Inside Joke.
Oh, I like that.
I
so
love
brilliant.
It.
You're brilliant.
It.
And you know what? That is so sad.
I love that. I'm so glad I told
also,
you.
Also, katg.com/tour if you want to find out where
oh,
I'll
God.
Be in October. I'm just putting it out there. I'll have some Kill Me Now swag, hopefully, by then.
There yes. you go. What's my story?
JudyGold.com.
I'm in Provincetown.
Oh.
I will be in Provincetown Labor Day weekend at the Fart House.
Yep.
It's
yep.
called The Odd House.
Yeah.
The Odd House. I'm going to Cleveland in September for some gay pride thing.
And Toronto.
And I'll be in Toronto at a theater that I have to look up the name
of. In October.
Jew, doing 25 questions for Jews. Oh my God, you're going to be so pregnant. I wish you could come.
I wish I could come too. Toronto.
Can we do something together?
Oh my God. Yes.
How great would that be?
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
Judy okay. and Ophira All should right. be friends and are friends and now.
I love you.
I'm sending you some pitches.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's very sad. But I love you.
It's very, very sad.
This has been one of my favorite episodes of Kill Me Now.
Me too.
Amazing. I wish we could go on and on, but I
Me
fucked
too.
Up. I mean, Lauren fucked up.
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.